For the second time in the space of a week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump chose Philadelphia for a campaign event. Trump delivered a speech in Center City on national security in advance of a TV forum on the topic tonight. WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
The setting couldn't have been less like last Friday's meeting with African-American voters at a church catering hall. This time, Trump appeared before a nearly all-white audience of Republican loyalists at the Union League, a symbol of status and privilege. The Wi-Fi password in the building was golf course. But both appearances are part of the effort to reshape public perceptions of Trump. Last week on racial inclusion, this week presenting him as a man of substance, not bombast. So his national security speech had facts and numbers. Lots of them.
In 2009, our Marine Corps had 202,000 active Marines. Today, it's 182,000. Our ship count is below the minimum of 308 that the Navy says is needed.
Trump detailed a decline in American military strength and promised to increase spending to fix that, along with improving our cyber war capabilities, rebuilding our missile defense system, and improving care for veterans. He said rebuilding the military would create jobs in all 50 states. He didn't give a price tag for the effort, but said it could be paid for by cutting bureaucracy and waste and doing a better job of collecting taxes. He didn't offer a specific plan to defeat ISIS, saying only that upon taking office, he'd ask his generals for a plan to immediately defeat and destroy the group. Trump spoke from a teleprompter, and his tone was noticeably more measured than his typical campaign speeches. He said, for example, he would respectfully ask countries such as Japan, Germany, and Saudi Arabia to pay more for U.S. military protection.
And they'll fully understand. They're economic behemoths. They're tremendously successful countries, but we're subsidizing them for billions and billions of dollars. I think they'll fully understand.
While his words were carefully chosen, he still had plenty of harsh ones for his Democratic opponent.
Hillary Clinton's legacy in Iraq, Libya, Syria has produced only turmoil and suffering and death.
Trump promised he would abandon what he called Clinton's policy of reckless intervention in the Middle East, saying diplomacy and gradual reform would be his guiding principles. Some reporters in the traveling press corps noted that you don't hear Trump described as diplomatic much. He wasn't available for questions afterward, but a supporter, retired Brigadier General Remo Butler, one of 88 retired military leaders to back Trump, was there. He said Trump isn't quite the loose cannon you might think.
Trump knows what he's doing. Sometimes you have to stir up the fire. When he first got involved, there were 16 or 17 other people, and everybody laughed him off as a joke. And he was very bombastic, and he made crazy statements. But guess what? That got him attention, and it made people listen to him.
Both campaigns are spending a lot of time in Pennsylvania. Next week, President Obama will be in Philadelphia to campaign for Hillary Clinton. Dave Davies, WHYY News.